All right, welcome to Lectionary at Lunch. We are going to do the Old Testament lesson today that is assigned for Sunday, August 31st, which happens to be the 16th Sunday after Pentecost. We are in the book of Jeremiah, specifically chapter 15, verses 15 through 21 is the text. And just a little background to this text. This is the second of the so-called, the famous Confessions of Jeremiah, which constitute an important part of the book, and of course a lot has been written about these sections of the scriptures, and our text is actually part of a larger section that has a kind of a parallel structure within the chapter itself, but also with an earlier confession. So, for example, as you're looking at the structure of the whole passage, the whole passage stretches from chapter 15, verse 10, all the way through 21. And it can be divided up into two kind of parallel laments. So if you look carefully, for example, at chapter 15, verse 10, you see Jeremiah's lament followed in verses 11 through 14 with Yahweh's response. Then in our text, chapter 15, verses 15 through 18, you see another lament of Jeremiah followed in verses 19 through 21 with Yahweh's response. And so notice that our text is structured as lament, response, part of the larger confession, lament, response of Yahweh. And in the this parallels actually the first so-called confession that you see in Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 18 through 12, verse 6. Again, you have Jeremiah's complaint followed by Yahweh's response. This occurs in the flow of the book, notice, after chapter 14, in which Yahweh had said that Judah is going to be destroyed. And when we get to the end of chapter 14, notice that there is this plea for mercy in verses 19 through 22. All right, so the people plead for mercy in chapter 15. We find out that the Lord is not going to relent from his determination to bring judgment on Judah. So the first part of chapter 15, from verses 1 through chapter 9, discusses that, and then we get kind of in response to that, these laments of Jeremiah. So it's an important part of the book and an important part in, I think, reminding us of the prophetic office and what it entailed and some of the difficulties that came Jeremiah's way. Jeremiah is as good as any prophet for giving us some insight into the kind of nuts and bolts day-to-day life of a prophet and the response of the people to him, especially during this crucial time in Judah's history. As Jeremiah, the book unfolds, we can kind of see Judah moving to the same fate that happened to the northern kingdom, this time though at the hands of Babylon. So we take verse 15 of chapter 15 and begin from there. Ata yadata Yahweh, Zakreni upad upakdeni vehinakem li me rodfai al la erik apika tikacheni da saeti aleka cherpa. Alright, starting from the first words, ata, you know. Alright, and again, Jeremiah here is addressing Yahweh. And in English, of course, we'd like an object, and Jeremiah leaves the object unexpressed. You know, and it could be a reference to verse 14. You know, Lord, what you're doing. Or it could be, oh, Lord, you know me. You know what's going to happen. Any of those are possible. So, you know, oh, Lord. And then he follows with two imperatives. Zakreni upakdeni. Both call imperatives. And they have the first common singular suffix on them. Remember me and redeem me. Okay, so you know, O Lord, remember me and redeem me. Vehinachem, and here's another imperative. Again, this time it's a Niphal imperative from Nakam. And take vengeance, Lee, for me from Rodfai, from my pursuers or persecutors. This is again a call, but it's a participle used as a substantive here. All right? Participle plural with the first common singular suffix. So you know, O Lord, remember me and redeem me and do vengeance or avenge for me from my pursuers. Alright, so notice that Jeremiah is beginning with a strong plea, one after the other, boom, 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 in his requests as they pile up. You can see then that the question of his own deliverance is at stake here, and it's occupying his mind foremost in his thoughts. And he continues now with a negative request or negative imperative. Al le'erek apeka tikacheni. Do not, on account of the length of your face. Notice that that's an idiom for patience. Alright? Do not, on account of your patience, tikacheni, take me away. This is from lakach, a call imperfect, plus again the first common singular suffix. It's kind of an enigmatic phrase, but it probably means do not be so patient with the enemies that you sweep away my life, see? So, I'll let le'erek, not on account of your patience, do not take me away. Here's another imperative, da, from yada, another call, no, se'eti. Se'eti is the object of the imperative. No, my carrying. This is a call, infinitive construct from nasa. Know that I bear, on account of you, cherpa, reproach. All right. So notice all his requests here. Remember me, redeem me, take vengeance for me. Do not take me away because of your patience. Know that I bear, on account of you, cherpa, reproach. And so notice once again, the focus is on his own survival. The reason that he's undergoing such persecution is because of the persecution he's bearing for Yahweh's sake, the cherpa, on account of you. All right, verse 16. Nimtzeu devareka va'ok lame. They were found, your words. So your words were found. Again, a nifal perfect third common plural from matzah. Your words were found and ok lame, and I ate them. Vav consecutive imperfect from akal. Your words were found, and I ate them. Again, now he's hearkening back to chapter 1, in which Jeremiah was called into the prophetic ministry. And so once again, remember, he's indirectly trying to persuade Yahweh to act on his behalf, because Yahweh is the one who put him here in the first place. So your words were found, and I ate them. Vayehi devareka li lesason ulesimchat levavai. And your words became for me a sason, a source of joy. See? So, again, your words for me became a sason, haya plus lamed, to become. Okay, so your words became for me a source of joy, and the joy of my heart, and simchat levavai, the joy of my heart, ki nikra shimka alai, for your name was called over me. Alright, notice again that's a common idiom for I was called by your name. The nikra is a nifal perfect from kara. O Yahweh Elohei Tzevaot, O Yahweh the God of hosts. Verse 17, lo yashavti besod mesachakim va'ehloz. Not did I sit in the council of mesachakim, of those mocking, and again from Allah's, and exult or have a good time. All right. So notice what happened to his life as a result. In these next few verses, you will see the sense of isolation that Jeremiah had because of the prophetic office. It separated him from other people. So because Yahweh's words were on his mouth, and they were a source of joy to him, they had a result in the outward expression of his life. Not did I sit in the council of merrymakers. In other words, he didn't go to parties. He wasn't a party guy. Didn't bar hop. All right. So he didn't make merry with them. Mesachakim is from the root sachak, and again, it's a PL participle plural. Va'el oz. I didn't sit with mockers and rejoice. Okay, mipne, because your hand, mipne adeka, because your hand, badad yashavti. Because of your hand, yashavti, I sat badad, alone. So notice badad here has that adverbial function. Because of your hand, I sat alone. Ki za'am miletani. Okay, notice miletani is a pl from mala, means to be full in the call. Here it means to fill. You filled me. Notice that there's two objects here in the accusative case. The first one is the direct object. You filled me, za'am, with indignation. All right. So I did not sit in the council of mockers and make merry, obviously, with them. Because of your hand, I sat alone. For you filled me with indignation. In other words, Jeremiah's sense of sin was heightened, and he was indignant at the behavior of other people, at the condition of the country, and it did not allow him to act as if nothing was wrong. Okay, verse 18. Lama haya ke'evi netzach. Why haya is ke'evi, my pain, netzach, forever. Ke'evi means pain or anguish. So why is my pain forever? Umakati, anosha. Makati is from the root naka, and here it's a noun, maka, my wound. And again, you have to understand why. And why is my wound, anusha, incurable? Me ana he rafe. Me ana is from the root ma'an, and here it is a PL, perfect third feminine singular. And again, the subject is maka, and it refuses to be healed. This is a nifal infinitive construct with the root rafa. So again, the whole verse. Why is my wound netzach, everlasting? And, why is my pain everlasting, and why is my wound incurable? It refuses to be healed. Second line, hayo tihya li kemo akzav. The hayo functions here, notice it's an infinitive absolute, and I think it reinforces his affirmation that he's speaking the truth. So I would translate it in English, certainly. You certainly are to me. Now notice he's talking to Yahweh here. You certainly are to me an akzav, like a failing stream, a source of water that fails, all right? So that like a brook that dries up in hot weather. You certainly are to me, Kemo, as an oxav, as a stream that fails. Water lo ne'emanu, again the same idea. Water which, here it's more woodenly, water which is not faithful, which is not reliable. Okay, so a source of water, an unreliable source of water. Ne'emanu is the nifal from aman, where we get amen, to be faithful towards. So lo ne'emanu, like water which is not reliable. Unreliable water. Okay? Verse 19. Lakein ko amar. Now here's Yahweh's response. Surely, lakein, thus amar, said Yahweh. So here's what Yahweh replied to Jeremiah's complaint. And notice the last verse, verse 18, he gets very specific and harsh, we might even say, in his accusation. All right? Verse 19, Yahweh responds, surely thus says Yahweh, im tashuva ashiveka lefanai ta'amod. If you turn, shuv. Okay, notice that that's a word that's commonly translated as repent. If you repent, va'ashiveka. Here's the hifil of the same root from shuv. So you have a call then a hifil. If you repent, then I will restore you. I will bring you back. Lefanai, before me ta'amod, you will stand. All right, so notice Yahweh talks to Jeremiah in a sense, telling him, hey, that he doesn't have a leg to stand on, and calls him to repentance, really. Im totzi yakar mitzoleo kefi tihya. And if you bring out, this is a hifil from Yatzah, if you bring out a worthy thing, yakar, from zoleo, from what is worthless, zoleil means to be worthless, something that's worthless. So if you bring out what is precious, a precious thing, from the worthless, Kefi Tihya, as my mouth you will be. You will be my spokesman. You will be as my mouth. Yashuvu Hema Eleka. Again, here we have the word shuv, again another call. They, namely other people, will return to you. Vata, but you, lo tashuv alekem. But you will not return to them. In other words, they'll come to you, you won't come to them. Okay, verse 20. Una tatika, and I will give you la'am hazat, to this people, le choma nechoshet betzura, as a wall of nechoshet, of bronze. Betzura is a word that means inaccessible, batzar. Okay, so I will give you to this people, I make you for this people as a wall of bronze inaccessible, as an inaccessible wall of bronze. Venilchamu eleka, and they will fight eleka against you. Velo yuklulak, but they will not prevail. Again, simple call from Yaakov, but they will not prevail against you. So I will make you for this people as a wall of bronze, an inaccessible wall of bronze. And they will fight against you, but they will not prevail against you. Alright, so notice how the Lord is promising Jeremiah help from Yahweh himself in the carrying out of his office. Ki etekah ani. Now notice, for with you I am. Ki etekah ani. For I am with you. Lehoshiaka. This is an infinitive construct from Hifil, infinitive construct from Yasha, to save you, ulehatzileka, and to deliver you from Natsal. Again, another infinitive. Both of them function as purpose result. For I am with you, in order to save you and to deliver you, Neum Yahweh, utterance of Yahweh, vehitzal tika, and I will deliver you, miyad ra'im, from the hand of ra'im, evil people, upedi. Tika, and I will redeem you, Mekaf Aratzim, from the hand of the Aratzim, the violent ones, or the cruel ones, or the terrible ones. Alright? So again, notice the Lord's promise, even while Jeremiah is undergoing the state of suffering, and even while he's struggling with his whole vocation as a prophet and what it's bringing to him, the Lord comes to him with this promise. All right. So notice that you have a sense that the prophets, not only Jeremiah but the others, often had to endure very harsh persecution from the hands of their own people. And yet Yahweh was there with the promise to deliver them and continuing to encourage them to speak His word, to be His spokesman. Now we have that kind of persecution deliverance ultimately in Christ, who the prophet extraordinary, the Word made flesh himself, was persecuted, put to death by his own people, literally put to death, and then, according to God's promise, raised from the dead, because no one can stop God's Word from doing what God wants it to do. He says that in the Old Testament, and we see that in the words of the prophets. See, what the prophets spoke came true, even though they sometimes doubted, and even though it didn't always seem apparent. Yahweh performed His will through His Word and the Word of the prophets. That all foreshadowed, gave a foretaste of what God did with His last word that He has spoken to the world, as it says in Hebrews 1, what He spoke in His Son, you see, so that His Son brought God's word to His people. His people killed Him, and Yahweh raised Him from the dead. So we have that. And in all of this, we have encouragement as pastors and teachers of the Word of God, who have, in a sense, carried on His prophetic ministry as we proclaim Christ to people. We sometimes get discouraged as well, but in the face of that suffering also have the Lord's promise that He is with us, that the people will ultimately not prevail against us. So I think there's a lot of good avenues for preaching on this text. All right, thank you very much. Have a good week. Bye-bye.